You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You. GG. Uggs. Uggs.
Oh my God, I thought you were about to do like you ugly. Yeah, you ugly. I was
wait,
like, why?
Wait, we're ugly.
Ugly, but not ugly.
Ugly could be you're overflowing with ugh.
Like, no offense, you're fugly.
Hey, you're a bitch. What are you talking
about? Those
are fugs. Oh, fake uggs.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
I don't know if I feel that
way. We have this conversation every year. I feel like last year when I put on my Uggs, you were like pretty supportive of the fact that not everything needs to be name brand.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. I feel like they should be platform.
Men's Uggs as platforms?
Yeah. I think non-platform things look weird now.
I'm seeing you and I'm hearing you, but I'm not standing with you.
That's fine.
I'm not standing with you in platforms with
That's
you.
That's fine. But I love my Ugg pieces.
Yeah, they're nice.
And look how short they are. Just like their mom.
I need to get short ones. These
yeah,
are just
maybe a, that too.
These are a little bit massive, but it's. I feel like it's the same quality. I don't know.
I don't think so.
Well, mine are bear paws. It just didn't. That wasn't going to work as well with my step it up chant that I came up with on the spot.
What is it?
You.
Oh.
GG.
Oh, right.
Uggs.
Right, you can't really Uggs. Even do that because yours aren't Uggs.
Well, I'm going to say B, E, A, R, P, A, W.
Ah. I thought it was bear claws.
No, bear paw. That actually works kind of still.
What is the thing you said? Do you respect the person you are when you're in the Uggs?
When you put on the Uggs.
When you put on the Uggs?
Yeah.
Do it all the way through.
Do you respect the person that you are when you put on the Uggs?
Oh my God, you're going to really be in Ireland to do that. Are you going to bring your fugs?
Like, I kind of want to bring my fugs to Ireland. I got to see what's going to fit in my bag.
What's the temp like in Ireland?
I need to look up the temp in Dublin.
In Dublin.
Okay, first of all, I leave tomorrow night for London. Yeah. I'm very excited, but also like, huh?
Yeah.
Because I haven't had any time to be excited about going across the pond.
It's such a long drive across the pond from LA.
I know. I did step my pussy up and
you did
go first class. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, but
I did. Flat?
I did it on my dad's discount.
Really?
Thing. So it was
pulling daddy strings.
It was a little tiny bit more expensive.
Why
than
Why don't
my,
you always do that then?
I forget.
Connor, you have like a chip that fell out.
Did it land on my shoulder by chance?
No. Oh. It landed in your panties.
You are absolutely obsessed with my panties.
Why wouldn't you always just do that?
For sure, this is the third week in a row where you're talking about my panties. Keep my panties in your mouth,
Why
Brooke.
Wouldn't you always just do that?
Because it sometimes doesn't make sense to fly United. I only get it on United.
Oh, you didn't say that.
Well, I hadn't gotten there yet because you kept talking about my panties and my chip that's in my panties.
Okay, your panties are in a bunch right now. Be careful of
your
chip.
In your mouth. They're bunched up in your
what
mouth.
What the Seriously?
Spit them out.
That's disgusting.
Spit them out.
No, I can't. They don't fit in my mouth because my Invisalign's so fucking huge right now because I'm off track and they're loose. so I can't even fit your panties in my mouth.
You need to stay up on your Invisalign.
I need to read you this hate comment I got about my mouth.
Okay.
You need where was it?
You work so hard and got so far, but at the end, it really doesn't even matter if you don't keep up with your Invisalign every night.
No, I think it was just this week or something.
Oh.
Oh.
Teeth are constantly moving and shuffling around if you don't keep them in place. You know what's so weird is like if you don't have Invisalign, it's like everyone else's teeth are just fully in their seat, like respecting each other's space. But like the second you introduce Invisalign to your mouth, they're like, hang on, musical chairs.
What?
It's like, why don't teeth just sit still? Why are they constantly moving?
Mine are always moving, and I learned why.
Why?
From the dentist. Orthodontist, I mean. My bottom teeth were pressing up against my tops.
How?
And forcing them out, which is why I had that horse bite.
Because
my bottom teeth were pressing so on the top.
Do your molars not touch in the back when you close your mouth?
I don't know.
Do it right now.
They are right now.
Okay.
Wait, I really wanted to find this comment.
Brooke is looking for her hate comment. I need to go to the damn dentist so bad. However, I just have this feeling that I will never shake that I hate how many teeth I have. Like, I wish it was just all one big piece.
No, this is the hate comment I got was about that I should have had a few teeth removed. I don't think I can find it.
You can type in on your photos, like,
teeth. I don't know if I screenshotted it. But yeah, that's a good point.
Anytime I'm looking for something with words, if you just quotation mark,
yeah,
like tooth,
that's so true.
It'll pull it up.
But I didn't screenshot it. All right, I'll try to find it for bonus. And who's a what's it? Happy Wicked Week.
Oh yeah, Happy Wicked Week to you and yours.
Happy Wicked Week.
Is it Wicked Week because it's coming out?
Wicked is coming out
when
in LA on Wednesday, so I'm going to see it Wednesday. But then I think Friday for most places.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I don't know why is LA getting special treatment for Wicked?
I think it's just there's just like an AMC early access thing. I don't know if it's LA specific or AMC specific.
And there's only AMCs in California?
No.
Then why would they only do it here? We have enough.
I don't know.
Going on.
Maybe it's other places too.
Wow, I actually like won't
New York,
be able
definitely
to
New York.
And London probably.
Yeah, go. I'm that not would gonna, be so fun to do alone.
I'm not going to go to the movies in why? London cuz I need to be having high tea all the time. When someone was like, hey, do you want to, like, what are your feelings on high tea? It was Maggie. Maggie was like, what are your feelings on high tea? And I was like, how would I know? And she's like, are you open to it? And I was like, high testosterone? I was like, I wouldn't know that. Like, it sounded like a TikTok. Like, you might have high tea if you blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know.
I have high tea.
You do?
Yeah.
Testosterone?
Yes.
Huh. How'd you find out?
Blood muffin.
Wow.
Yeah.
What does that entail? What kind of toll does that take?
It means that I have, like, that's what PCOS is.
High T?
Is high T and other, like, male, quote unquote, hormones, which is, like, really hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take some.
I would love to give you some of my tea.
Maybe.
Like, on God.
Maybe we'll meet up after the show.
Yeah, maybe we could.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna do high tea with her.
Can I tell you something honest?
Yeah.
All of the like fancy, fancy, bougie high tea places are so disgusting.
What do you mean?
Like, oh, could I interest you in a salmon lollipop covered in an eyeball glaze?
Yeah, no, I'm there. I'm liquid diet only. I really can't be messing around abroad with my stomach. And
truly, like they bring out the craziest things. It's like no. No one ever would want this.
Would want that.
It was literally me and Tristan and Megan. I'm so sorry to say. I think we went to Sketch, which is like the bougiest one. It was a lollipop, salmon mousse with chunks of salmon.
Stop.
It was an orb on a stick. And then a glaze around it that was the texture and consistency of the first layer of your eyeball. So it was an eyeball coating. Yeah.
That's nasty.
Yeah.
No, I'm thinking like maybe just a cup of tea for me.
Yeah, you could do the cup of tea.
And I'll probably hold off on any sort of snacks while I have tea. Because I don't like if I'm drinking a hot beverage, the only thing I want in my mouth is a Biscoff cookie.
Right.
You know?
I get that.
If I'm having tea or coffee.
You could ask them to replace the salmon lolly with a Biscoff.
With a Biscoff.
Yeah. Instead of the salmon lolly, I will do the American Airlines Biscoff.
Biscoff, if you can fish one out.
Yeah.
I have like 8 packs in my bag, so I never eat them on the plane. I put them
really?
On.
No, I put them I, on I've bag. Been sleeping through them. It's been so upsetting.
You need to turn on your TV thing to be like, wake me for food.
What?
You can do that.
How?
On like the resting screen on flights. You can change the setting to like sleep off or like wake me for food.
I've never seen that.
You can.
I don't want them to wake me. I want them to just leave it there in my hand. Put it in my hand.
Put it in my hand while I'm sleeping.
Yeah. It's like not hard.
Wake me for food is just like something that would be written on the outside of like a bear den that's in hibernation. Hmm. Wake me for food. That's how I feel though. Like I really want to just like, I've already ordered my entree. For my flight going out.
What is
it? Which would be so nice. Oh my gosh, no, I didn't press submit because I wanted to read off the options.
Okay.
On the right now. Because I'm a little bit concerned. The one thing that sounds really good is spicy.
Mm.
And like, I just don't know if that should be something that a journey that I take.
I know that a lot of people are like, I would never poop on a plane. I don't feel that way. I think that's why the bathroom is there. Hello?
No, keep talking.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's actually all I had to say.
I think depending on the length of the flight would be...
Oh, you mean you shouldn't be pooping on like an hour and a half?
I just don't know why anyone would choose that journey for themselves.
If you have to go.
But it's kind of that to me reminds me of like when the train is approaching and it's either going to hit one person or 8 people and you've chosen the 8 people over the one person to me.
Like the one person you love or 8 strangers?
Is that...
What are you talking about?
Is that the conundrum? Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's like, would you save like your sister or 8 strangers?
That's a morally very heavy question.
Yeah, but that's like me, what they ask you in philosophy or ethics.
To me, what I would ask you is, would you rather be uncomfortable for like an hour and a half or 8 people smell what you had for breakfast?
8 people smell what I had for breakfast.
Okay.
Hands D.
Okay. HD, huh?
Yeah. If I don't know, if I'll never see them again.
It is like a little bit, it's not even a moral dilemma for you at all. That's just kind of like...
No, I really feel like everyone poops. So like if there's a bathroom and you have to poop, like you should use it. But if I didn't have to go that bad, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
It would just be like if I really had to go.
That was kind of the question I was raising.
Yeah, if it was like I could hold it, I would.
Okay.
But if I couldn't, I wouldn't make myself feel bad about it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, and that's reminding me... should have the seared turbot. What is turbot?
A fish.
That's so weird that you would ever name a fish that and be like, do you want it seared? I would. That sounds disgusting. That sounds like a piece of machinery. Like that sounds like the name of a friendly cartoon robot in a movie.
Yeah, I'm not a big seared girl.
No, me neither. So baby spinach tortellacci.
Tortellini?
No, tortellacci. T-O-R-T-E-L-L-A-C-C-I.
What's tortellacci?
Let's find out. Chunky pomodoro sauce.
I don't think that we should say the word chunky.
You know what?
Like everyone's all up in arms about moist. No, chunky.
Wait, what word don't I like? I wrote it down. You don't like chunky?
Mm-mm.
Okay, hang on. Words I don't like.
Reminds me of... What? Clit? What?
There's one word in my list. It's snack.
Like you probably meant like when saying like, oh, he's a snack.
No. I mean literally like when someone's like, I'm just gonna have a snack. I'm like, it kind of makes me frown. I don't know.
Oh.
I think it's other people saying it too. Sue me. Okay, so baby spinach tortellacci, which I'm going to Google as well. Yeah. What is tortellacci?
Ooh, pretty.
It's a large stuffed pasta that originated in Italy.
You might like it.
Oh, that's looking really gorgeous.
Yeah, you might like it. That's mass.
That angle I don't know so much about. That's kind of grossed me out. Oh, that looks good. Okay, cool.
So, whoa, the other one I said that looks fine, and then this one I'm thinking, ew.
Seared flat iron steak. My gut is telling me don't have steak on a plane. You know what? They made a whole movie about that, steaks on a plane. Mm. And so I don't know. And that comes with mushroom gravy.
I would say no to the mushroom gravy.
Yeah. And then the last option is spicy chicken with Thai style coconut ginger sauce, udon noodles, and stir-fried vegetables.
I love udon.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of going to go with.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then that's the one you like didn't know because it was spicy, but you just made the decision.
I didn't read the description, and I love udon noodles, and I love stir-fried vegetables, so how bad couldn't that really be on?
I'm looking forward to hearing about it.
Person. And then I'm going to also just move forward with the starter. Should I have the Tuscan sale romaine salad? The smoked
the
duck?
What?
Tuscan sale. Sorry. Tuscan kale romaine salad. Uh-huh. Smoked duck.
For the app?
For the app. Smoked duck with parsnip puree and grilled Granny Smith apple wedges. They really know
but
how
they don't need to be doing parsnip puree.
Literally took the words out of my mouth. You're doing too damn much.
Yeah, I feel like we'd be okay with a side of... I was going to say we'd be okay with a side of parsnips, honestly, or without them.
I'm not going to say, excuse me, where's the parsnip?
Shit, this would have been so much better with parsnips.
Yeah, not going to realize. Yeah. Or the burrata.
Ooh.
Yeah, that kind of sense. But do I do burrata with followed up with spicy chicken? Sorry, what are we doing right now? I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I should have eaten breakfast. I think that would be like an important...
Wait, I have to tell you something about burrata.
Yeah, tell me the thing about burrata that you're going to tell me.
There's a restaurant by my house. It's an Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
They have a caprese salad. In parentheses, they say no balsamic.
Caprese salad, no balsamic. Okay.
No balsamic.
Well, there's a shortage.
No, it's not that. And so the waitress came over and I said, could I add balsamic? Like, I understand that there's not balsamic on the salad as it comes. Can I please add it? No. Because the chef wants it to be authentic Italian. And they don't, quote, don't do balsamic in Italy, end quote, which is a lie. They also don't cut the pizza there because apparently they don't cut the pizza in Italy, which also is a lie.
Yeah.
And they also wouldn't give us any marinara sauce for our fried calamari because they don't do that in Italy. If I asked them for a sauce in Italy for my fried calamari, they would give it to me.
That,
like all of those things in Italy, if they didn't bring them initially, if I asked, they would be like, oh my God, of course.
That reminds me of...
They're taking themselves so seriously. It's pissing me off.
That reminds me of when people are like, oh, like it's a dog, like your dog. Like, what do you think? How would he do this if he was in the wild? You know, they're animals. And I go, he's not in the wild. He's not a wolf. He sleeps in a human bed.
He gets his nails done.
Chef inspired. You can't say, well, right. He's a dog. He's like, what would he be doing in the wild? He wouldn't be in the wild.
Right. It's similar to like if Brooke was a man, she'd be canceled for this. Not a man.
I'm not a man. Also, I'm not in Italy.
I'm not in Italy. And if I was in Italy, my point is if I was in Italy, they would bring me balsamic.
My point also is if you love that so much, go to Italy, chef.
Anyway,
come here and not make any
anyway, it
modifications.
Really pisses me off. And let me just say, the amount of effort that it took them to print all new menus with the no balsamic note, mm-hmm. It would be easier to just get balsamic.
You should have brought your own balsamic. And
oh my God, should I bring my own Trader Joe's balsamic glaze?
That sounds really good right now.
That is like so mean. So ask for balsamic. They don't bring it. They give me the salad. I take the balsamic out of my purse and drizzle it in front of the waitress.
I think that's fine. What are they going to do? Kick you out?
Yeah.
That would be a perfect Curb Your Enthusiasm episode if they kicked you out.
I literally was just thinking that is a Larry David.
See, that's enough for me to be like, I don't think I want to surround myself with people that absolutely scoff at the idea of me getting a side of balsamic.
Anyway, I think I just am not going to go back to that restaurant, even though it sucks because it's so convenient and it's like pretty good food.
Yeah.
But like the no balsamic has just been keeping me up.
I don't know if I would. That's what I'm saying. I think you need to remove people like that
from your life
because they're no longer serving you. Quite literally, they're no longer serving you balsamic.
Yeah.
Sorry, that kind of got me a little heated.
I know it is a heated topic.
Do you want to hear a little breakthrough I had recently?
Yeah.
Okay. So I went to the farmer's market last week for the second time since I lived where I live, and I always see it. It's the most unemployed thing that can happen in LA is how all of the farmer's markets, most of the farmer's markets, are in the middle of a workday, and they're packed.
They're all Sundays.
No, like two of the ones, the one in Brentwood is like Wednesday. The one in Venice is on Friday. Like it's like 8 a.m. to 1. I'm like, who is... That's not even summer. You literally have to like not have a job to go to that farmer's market. Anyways, I went and I always get these bagels from this woman that I love. Literally, I feel like chosen families is the woman that sells me these bagels. I feel a deep connection with her, even though she charges me full price and really doesn't talk to me that much.
Yeah.
Sold me these cheddar jalapeno bagels and they are to die for. I posted on my Instagram
story. I saw that.
So perfectly fluffy, and she bakes the jalapenos into the bread, so like you're getting like little bits of like kick, and then there's cheddar. Anyways, I've been so nervous every time I go to the farmer's market. I'm like, oh, everybody's looking at me. Like I feel like I'm not meant to be there. Like I feel like I'm the outsider, and like I feel like they're like, why is he here? So I was like feeling insecure at the farmer's market, you know?
Yeah.
And then I saw this meme the other day. You know Girls, the show Girls.
I do know it.
Well, that one girl that was like Eat, Pray, Love girl, just like kind of just like what?
Jessa.
There was a picture of her from her Instagram story where she always has Q&As and she's just like really brutally straightforward with people. Someone was like, how to build confidence as an insecure young woman? And she goes, I think that you think about yourself too much. And I was like, oh, me at the farmer's market thinking everybody's...
I was about to ask you how it's connecting to the cheddar jalapeno bagel.
Well, I was just a side note, sidebar, but... I was at the farmer's market. I'm like, no one gives a shit about me.
Right.
How narcissistic can you be to be insecure? Isn't that weird? I feel like insecurity is almost like a narcissistic trait.
Interesting take.
I know.
But doesn't narcissism imply that you think very highly of yourself?
Narcissism in this case would be like everybody's looking at me and judging me when in reality they're not.
I think narcissism implies that like you think you're more important than others.
I think that there's probably more than one symptom of narcissism.
I see what you're saying.
I think we're all... narcissistic.
Yeah, in a way.
But that was kind of a breakthrough I had. I was like, okay, that's true. Like, just go to the farmer's market. No one gives a shit that you're there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Glad that you had that.
Get your bagel.
Yeah.
It is absolutely bananas. Who do these people think they are? The prices that they charge for blueberries? $20?
For a
No, I'll
carton?
Just go shoplift. Are you kidding me? No,
for one
I'm just,
carton?
I'm not going to shoplift for a carton. Granted, I got three. It's $20, but it's just
so
blueberries.
So for three cartons of blueberries?
Yeah, but they're small. Small cartons of blueberries. They shouldn't be $20. That's a fruit.
Yeah. I mean, that. Yeah.
Blueberries
I mean that.
Are small fruits. They're not $20.
That makes sense to me, though. If they're three cartons, like, that's not crazy.
This big?
I mean, it's obviously expensive, but, like, I'm not shocked.
I know. It's just, like, I better turn into Veronica Baruka if I pay $20 for a blueberry.
Oh, Veruca. No, that was Viola Beauregard.
Oh, my bad.
Is it Beauregard? That just slipped out.
Yeah, Viola Beauregard, you're right.
I think my cornea is messed up.
I've been seeing you just blink and cry the whole time I was
talking.
I
think I messed up my cornea really bad. I know y'all are like really disturbed by Jonathan's habits for whatever reason, so I'm not going to use the word suck, but...
You can use the word suck.
He has a new target because it closed off my neck for business. And it's my eyeball. My eye, he like goes for my eyelids no matter what I do. So now I think he like scratched my cornea. And now I don't know what to do. Do I get an eye patch?
I have one in my backpack.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Can you get it for me right now?
No, because I don't have my backpack.
Are you kidding? My eye's really in distress.
I literally might have it right now in my tote bag.
Go
my
get
eye patch.
Me an eye patch.
It's right here. It's my tote bag's right here.
So can you look inside of it?
Yeah, but talk about something if you don't mind.
My eye hurts.
Well, luckily you can use your mouth to tell us stuff under the podcast.
I'm leaving Jonathan for 7 days and I like can't do it.
Why? What are you doing?
Going on that cruise.
Wait, what?
I'm going on a cruise, you know that. With my whole family.
Mm. Yeah, I do know that.
Yeah, and I have to leave Jonathan. Thankfully, Esmeralda is staying with him. But, like, I really am struggling. I don't see how I'm going to enjoy myself.
See, like, a cat or cruise is completely the kind of thing you could bring a cat on.
I don't think so.
Besides the water.
I don't think it is at all.
Why?
I think there's, like, a no pet policy, I would assume.
I'm just saying, like, in terms of places that they could totally be.
Yeah, he would have a blast, of course.
Because you just leave him in the room.
But I can't, I'm not bringing him on the cruise. But...
Is he going to suck my neck, you think?
Close your neck off for business, but he might now suck on your eyelids. Be careful. Do a double eye patch to bed. He hasn't sucked off anyone else yet.
Ew, don't talk about your cat sucking anyone off. This is going to get us
flat.
Sorry,
that's going to go on Reddit.
We're going to get flagged on Tube.
Oh, sorry. But I'd be so curious, Izzy. Yeah. I'm going to set up another tree for him in my room so that maybe he'll sleep on the tree instead of on your on your body and your neck and your eyeballs.
Sorry, I guess I left my eye patch in.
Are you kidding?
No, I looked though. Damn.
It's a good reminder to bring your eye patch with you wherever you go. You never know who's going to need it.
That's extremely true.
JD.
What?
JD, stop.
Vance?
JD. You know Jackass does that bit?
Oh, yeah.
He's always like, JD, please. I've been doing that all weekend.
Really?
JD, yes.
Okay.
Call Tristan and say JD.
I don't want to.
Why?
Tristan, the other day, I get a text. This is last Sunday. I'm in bed. I'm so hungover. It's like 2 p.m. I'm still in bed. And I get a text from Matt King. Hey, can we talk? Hey, can we talk? I don't like how we ended things. I was like, oh my gosh. Hey, can we talk? I don't like how we ended things.
I got that too, word for word.
And I was like, oh crap. Like, what? I said, wait, what? ? And he's like, do you seriously not remember? ... And then I was like, oh my gosh, how drunk did I get? Like, I checked my call log. I'm like, I didn't talk to Matt King. I checked his location. I'm like, is he in New York? No. And then my heart's pounding too. I'm like, what could I have done to Matt King? Finally, he texts and is like, sorry, that was Tristan. I need him to get the fuck out of my house right now.
I got this too.
He's like, I want him to leave my house so bad.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so good.
The thing is, if you ask Tristan, like, there have been so many times in my house, I've been like, I think it's time for you to go. It only makes him want to stay more.
You need to do like reverse psychology on Tristan to get him to leave.
There's nothing that, like, when he's in one of those states, there's nothing that could.
I know him and Channing at like 3 a.m. at my house. I was like, all right, you guys, go ahead. And they go, no, come on. Come on, let's watch a music video. No, go home. I'm sure you noticed the publication that came out that I wasn't included in.
People's sexiest.
I just feel like we didn't address that ever.
Walk us through how you're feeling.
Well, I know that it wasn't for lack of trying. I know that we had a lot of boots on the ground. Unfortunately, I think Mark Estes, Mark Estes Army.
Oh.
Must just be so much stronger, although they tend to move in silence.
I'm surprised by that, as I've never heard of Mark.
He dated Kristen Cavallari, who you love.
Oh.
And then we were graced with John Krasinski absolutely having not worked in I don't know how many, many moons.
Well,
but
he has been.
What's he been doing?
A Quiet Place and stuff. But it just sucks because I've been watching The Office recently, and I'm like, that is the sexiest man alive. Jim Halpert.
15 years ago.
But I look at this man and I feel nothing. And that is like the perfect example of like him and Chris Pratt in Parks and Rec. It's like you should have just stayed as that form. You didn't have to be doing all this. But if you're happy, I'm happy for him, of course. And you know, he's a nice guy, I've heard. So it's
have
like,
you?
Yeah. I have.
Like with all
I have no negative feelings toward John Kay, truly.
What is wrong with me? Like I look at him and I feel
I don't feel good because I miss Jim era so much. Like this just it just makes me a little upset, like the kind of like Chris Pratt, John Krasinski transformation. Like this, looking at him in The Office makes me so giddy.
And then looking at him now, I feel nothing, but I don't have any negative feelings for him. I do think he might have paid for this position.
Aligned.
Yeah.
Dumois also posted something about that.
That's why I feel that way.
I already was like...
It didn't like pop into my head that that's a possibility until Dumois said it. And I was like, oh.
It should have been like... In terms of relevance, which is I thought that was the whole thing. Was like
I thought
relevance.
So too, but last year was Patrick Dempsey.
Timeless piece. He's a timeless piece.
I don't agree. I think he lost relevance.
So he could have paid for that?
You know, I told everyone that Patrick Dempsey was going to be at my bat mitzvah.
For what
to
reason?
To get them there.
Oh. Bat mitzvah is 13 years old.
Yeah.
So your big selling point for your bat mitzvah is that a 50-year-old was going to be there?
Well, Patrick Dempsey, and he was not 50 then.
He's been 50 for a long time, I fear.
He has, but he was maybe almost like 40 then.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think my point stands. But that's good.
Yeah.
Dr. McDreamy?
He didn't show up.
That's weird.
I know. I agree. I need an eye patch like bad.
I can't help you. I already told you I looked. It's in my backpack.
Backpack, backpack. Connor.
Yeah?
Did you see me just lick the mic?
No. I've been... I don't want to say this, but like, I just looked and I was like, my nose is fully running onto my mic. Sorry. I'm kind of in that kind of mood where like it's cold out and my nose is running, but in like a cute,
yes,
festive,
yes,
way. You know what,
yes,
I mean?
I totally know what you mean. Tis the season.
It's not like, I'm so sick. It's like.
And like cute little sneezes. Like,
yeah.
It's like,
ooh, let me. Yeah. It's like.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, yes, I'm excited for Christmas.
Like, I could almost, like, wipe it with the sleeve of my sweater, and it's cute.
And it's not going to, like, leave that,
yeah,
mark
it'll
on your
just
sweater.
It's, like, sweet and darling.
Yeah, it's, like, sweet and darling.
It's
like,
sweet and darling, like, and endearing.
Like, I'm blushing, kind of, and my nose is red.
Rosacea
and...
from the cold.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, adorable.
Like, a cute, runny nose.
Cute,
not
adorable.
Like a sickly, runny nose.
Oh, God, no. It's, like, precious.
Like, I'm thankful
childish
for it.
It's like childlike wonder.
Yeah, yeah. It's like I have a, yeah, runny nose.
Aww.
But it's like it's walking the mile in PE class. It's a walking the mile in PE class nose because it's running so slowly and softly.
Yeah, it's cute. I completely am aligned with that. But happy
Sorry,
Wicked
go
Week.
Ahead.
Happy Wicked Week. And I've been watching, obviously, all of the interviews leading up to it, the press interviews with Jonathan Bailey and Jeff Goldblum. It's literally like us doing the podcast, those two, because Jeff Goldblum has been breaking out into song. Have you seen this?
I know, I have seen it.
Every 5 seconds, literally they'll just be like, and like, how do you think that you would get into character? And he'll just be like, she's a brick house. And it's so fucking funny.
That's, yeah, I saw that one. That one's good.
Yeah.
He's funny. He's
hysterical.
He's kooky. Yeah.
I love him.
He seems like the exact same person that he plays in everything too. Except apartments.com.
Like
apartments.com, yeah. I think they dropped him actually as the rep for
was
them.
He apartments.com?
I'm pretty sure he was apartments.com. And now it's.
Apartments.yeah?
No, that's booking.com. Booking.yeah. Oh. But no, because now it's Bowen Yang. Dan Levy and that girl from SNL that, mm-hmm, I can never remember her name. Something Gardner. Heidi Gardner.
Mm-hmm.
It's them. And I hate those commercials now. They're really like.
Oh.
3D printed.
I love Jeff.
Yeah, but he's been dropped, I fear, from apartments.com.
Maybe he dropped.
It seems that they went a different direction entirely.
Maybe he went a different direction.
Okay. I'm trying to think of what I haven't talked about.
I have one more thing.
Okay, go ahead.
I saw this video on TikTok that was this girl that was like, there is this voice that some female TikTokers have developed that's like, almost kind of like a Valley girl accent, but it's an internet accent. And she was talking about how fucking annoying it is and how she like can't stand the sound of like this specific voice that these girls have developed. And then she did an imitation. It is my voice verbatim.
Play it.
I'm going to. It's like not even funny.
So the girl that made my life a living hell in high school, she had this very particular way of speaking. And I pick up on it immediately when people do it because it's triggering for me. I'm like, it takes me back. And it's becoming an influencer accent. It's becoming an epidemic amongst influencers. It's not necessarily an accent, but it's more like a way of speaking that's paired with like the traditional influencer accent. So
the
it's
traditional
like,
influencer
I gotta
accent.
Get into character for a second. It's like Valley Girl accent with like vocal fry, but it's like adding this thing with the bottom of your mouth. Like a lot of like
you do not sound like that.
I think
at all.
I do.
You
Everyone's
don't.
Tagging me in it.
I know exactly who that sounds
Everyone's
like.
Everyone's tagging me in it.
Holding something in it, but at this
Everyone's tagging me in that.
That doesn't sound like you at all.
It got 6,000 likes. It said at Brooke Haverick.
Let me see.
I exaggerated. It was 2,000, but I rounded up. But yeah, obviously the person you're speaking about got 20K likes.
Oh my God. Yeah.
But I do think I sound like
no,
that.
No, you don't sound like that because that's horrible. But you,
just know that I'm getting tagged in it.
I know. I think you're getting tagged in it because that girl is from the East Coast. I can hear.
Genuinely, I don't think I think that by from birth.
You don't have the Valley Girl part of that.
Have you heard the sound of my voice when I was young?
No, because how?
In those Wicked clips, it's even more Valley. Listen to this.
No, that's the big secret.
That's my voice when I was little.
Well, mine is.
Hold on.
You just sound
you hear that?
No, you don't sound
that. Oh, I think that sounds really like Philly almost even.
Yeah, like that's not Valley though. That's East Coast.
There's such a fine line.
No, I think that girl, the reason it sounded like you a little bit is because of the East Coast part. Because I heard it at the first couple things she said, I was like, that sounds like a girl, an East Coast chica. And then when she added the Valley girl part, I go, ding, ding,
I'm
ding,
just trying
bingo
to say that I was born with it.
Yeah.
It's not an influencer voice.
No. That sounds more like that thing when you're like, okay. Like, that's what that sounds like, maybe.
Do you know that there's this, sorry, I'm like going full hardcore special interest with Wicked, like in a scary way. But do you know they go, okay, in a song? Yeah.
We'll look it up in the bonus.
Is it, you know what I'm talking about?
What song?
In Dancing Through Life when Fiera's like, so.
Oh, yeah.
So, what's the most frankified place in town? So, it's the Oslo's Ballroom.
Oh, you guys, I absolutely did not pick up on that last week at all.
Yeah, we know.
I know. And I also couldn't see you. I don't want to say this out loud. No, I will. I drank a can last night and I thought of the funniest joke ever that someone has said. And I'm not going to take credit for it. But I was laughing really hard and I was like, I'm gonna do the joke on you. But now I don't think it's funny.
Try it.
I had tears in my eyes last night.
Try it.
When I remember that someone says, what's the difference between a table and a chair? Sorry. What's the difference between a table and a chair?
You don't eat off of the chair.
I don't know. But what do they have in common?
You can sit on both of them.
They're both not hummus.
I don't hate it.
I know. It's pretty funny. If you're in the right state of mind, it's absolutely mind-blowingly funny.
I can't imagine that off of a can would be hysterical.
Oh, y'all, I was dying. I was crying laughing.
Yeah.
Also, when I got home the other day from, where was I? Oh, Indianapolis and St. Louis last weekend. My last two shows in the United States on the tour.
Whoa.
Woo!
They're done?
I'm done with the United States, yeah.
Wow.
So much fun. I'm sad.
Aw.
I know.
You could always go back out.
I know. I am going to miss like it a little bit.
Are you relieved at all?
It feels good to have like something done. Like there is a sense of like accomplishment. I do go to London and Dublin for the last two shows, which is going to be a big thing.
How long will you be away?
Okay, chocolate chip in my chair. Where'd you come from? Hi, chocolate chip.
What were you even eating that had a chocolate chip?
Of course, my perfect bar that needs to have candy in every flavor. Uh-huh. It's just like, please just make it peanut butter. What'd you say?
How long will you be
abroad? Until the 2nd of December. So I'll be doing Thanksgiving in a pub in Dublin.
That's so fun.
But this girl I talked to, I did an interview with, she was like, there's a pub that does Thanksgiving inside of it. Oh. I'm doing a Dublin show. If anyone's listening and you're in Dublin or you're in Ireland, please come. It's the only show that has tickets available, and there's a lot of them. Weirdly, like, hello?
I've never been to Ireland.
My old roommate from college, his family lives out there. He's dual citizenship.
Are you
with
serious?
Ireland. Yeah. They fully have accents. It's really funny.
I had no idea.
Yeah? But yeah, I was just telling you this because, I got home the other night, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I cleaned my apartment before I left, so it was like clean. I lit a candle. I drank the can, and then I sat down to like watch Happy Gilmore. Forgot my TV only works halfway. I was absolutely in the right mindset too. I watched Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison on half the screen. Two full movies on half a screen.
That's fine. Sometimes all you need is the audio.
Yeah.
Would you rather be blind or deaf?
Deaf.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. But then Saturday,
I need an eye patch so fucking bad though.
I know. Try to just maybe close your eye because that's a built-in.
I can't close just one.
You can close them both. Relax.
Take a load off.
Take a load off. I'll tell you this. So I went and to Best Buy and bought a new TV. That's my whole story. Wow. But it was awesome because the new TV, I'm not going to hang up because
you're just going to keep it on your night table.
My nightstands, because I don't use my nightstands for anything.
My nightstands are a treasure trove of fun artifacts.
I don't spend any time in my bed, so there's nothing that need to like store there. Like when I wake up, I'm up and I'm out of my bed. The reason no one's seen my room is because I don't like my actual bedroom right now. Mm-hmm. But I like my living room.
I love my bedroom. I know. It's a shame I'm never in it.
I know, you should spend more time there.
I know.
To get your money's worth.
People are like, Brooke, you need to like sit in your bed more, take a load off. Like you're never relaxing. Take a nap for once.
I know.
Yeah.
Like get horizontal. You deserve it.
Like once in your life, like you're always go, 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 go. But my book goes out tomorrow. I'm sorry. I've been feeling so sick and nauseous. I've probably been so annoying this episode. I feel so sick. I have a piece of throw up in my throat. a chunk.
Wait, about sending your book out?
I have a chunk in my throat.
You are the only one that's bugged by the word chunk. I mean, what is it? Chunk. So.
Yeah. Yes. Tomorrow.
Wait.
It's blasting out.
All your pages are being sent for like review?
It's 110 pages and then like 40 pages of an outline of the rest of the book.
Wow.
And so.
What's the timeline on them reading it and getting.
No! I think usually a few weeks, but they were like, it could be a few days, but probably a few weeks.
Wow.
And they said, do you want us to tell you when they pass?
Wait, what is pass?
When they're like, not for us.
Oh.
And I said, maybe not right now.
Tell me.
But like someone, obviously like people are going to pass. And I'm like, going to try not to take it personally, but I'm scared that I'm going to like look at my books and like who the publishers are of every book I read in the future and not read the ones that pass on even though I'm going to try to be really good and
not
take it personally.
You're going
to
Brooke-cot.
I might be Brooke-cotting. No, I'm not going to take it personally. I've never taken anything personally.
No, that's not like you.
That's good. So it'll probably be a no stress type of situation.
That's exciting.
Like, oh my God, should I throw up?
Pull trig.
This is the scariest. I think this is the scariest thing
that's
that
exciting.
Maybe I've ever done.
That's exciting. And you know what's great about writing a book?
What?
Like, this is personal. It's so personal to you, but you could write 10 more.
I know.
You know, it's just like an endless fountain of pulling things out of your brain.
Well, hopefully.
It's your intellectual property.
If a publisher buys it, it will be a 2-book deal.
Mm-hmm.
But what's crazy is our next episode we're recording tomorrow, so obviously we won't have any information then. But the next time I see you after Thanksgiving, we'll probably know something.
That's exciting.
Isn't that scary?
Wow, that is scary. I just got like a little Goosers? Bit queased too myself.
Yeah. So I'm really queasy. Sorry if I've been like so annoying. I'm like completely all over the place.
What did I say like 2 episodes ago? It's a really transform.
Oh, wait, we have to manifest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Say what you want to say.
I hope that it gets published.
That's not at all manifesting. That's hoping.
It will get published?
Yeah, it'll get picked up by
It will get picked up by
Simon & Schuster.
By so many. Mm-hmm. By all of them, except a few.
But
because they're always all great books people pass on.
You also kind of don't want options either, because that would be paralyzing to be like, oh my gosh, I have to pick between
but
6.
I do want some options.
2.
Maybe 6 to 8.
How many are there?
I think like maybe like 10 to 12 or 10 to 15.
It's going to be great.
Thanks, Connor.
At least you know someone will pick it up out of 15.
I don't know that. But they will.
Right.
In this space, 150% they will.
That's exciting.
And you know how I was saying that I fell in love with one of the characters that I wrote like really badly and it was becoming unhealthy?
Uh-huh.
I got some feedback on him as a young man and have to completely rework him because they said he was really unrealistic and that no one would behave that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, because the main girl is like crazy and every single thing she did, he was like, babe, it's fine. I'm in love with you. And I was like, that feels good to me. And then the feedback was, this isn't, this would never happen. So that's good too.
It's fantasy.
Yeah. So that's been altered. So that's good.
That'll be good when you reread it and you're like, oh, he's normal.
Yeah, but I miss him.
That's natural.
Yeah, it's only natural. If you love something like that, you have to let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love something.
What do you love?
The chocolate chip I found in my seat.
Eat it.
No, it's not. If you love something, you have to let it go. Maybe not eat it.
But then it'll be a part of you forever.
No, trust me, it won't be a part of me forever.
Forever. If like your loved one died, would you eat their ashes in a pill so they would be part of you forever?
No.
Is that something that people do?
No.
They should.
You're going to poop it out. I don't want my loved one to travel through my body like Mrs. Frizzle.
How fun would that be, though?
How would you sleep at night as well?
With Jonathan sucking on my eyelid. Oh, sorry. My gosh. Sorry.
You might have like a serious disease.
I do?
Rosanna Pansia reveals she's smoking her dad's ashes. And new Instagram story. His dying wish was to be grown into a cannabis plant and be smoked. Oh, who is this young woman?
She's a chef.
Oh my God.
Well, I will say Willie Nelson.
That's a great idea.
Willie Nelson's song, Roll Me Up and Smoke Me When I Die.
Yeah.
Like maybe...
I want my grandkids to do that.
To me, I kind of felt like that was more of a play on words. Mm-mm. And less so inhale my body into your lungs. Mm-hmm. But who am I to say?
Right.
Different strokes for different folks. She seems to be enjoying smoking her father.
That's awesome.
So
I think that's going to really start to pick up now.
My mom would fucking kill me in the afterlife if I was rolling up a joint with her cremated body. She'd be like, well, I'm haunting you now. She'd be so
Baby,
mad.
If I'm haunting you.
Speaking of.
Sell your mom to you.
Consuming other people. I just watched this show, Florida Comma Man. It's Florida Man. And like, it was just like on my TV last night. And it's like stories. And it must be made by the drunk history person that made that. Because it's like reenactments. But it's all famous people doing the reenactments. But it's true stories. And this guy was saying, he really needed to go to a Bass Nectar concert in Colorado, but he was broke. So he got on Craigslist and typed in like, I'm willing to do whatever within reason for some cash. And he said he got a lot of like sexual things. And finally he got one that wasn't sexual, but he was like, can I give you a call? It's my biggest fantasy. And he gets on the phone with this person and they say, I want you to cut off one of my toes and eat it in front of me.
Yeah.
Like fry it up and eat it.
Don't worry, it's not sexual.
Yeah. I want you to eat my toe. And the guy was justifying it, that like is telling the story. Like, I mean, like in the moment, I kind of just was picturing myself in Colorado at Bass Nectar with my friends. And like, that's where, and I was just like, and he said he got to the guy's house and he was like a very normal, well-adjusted man. Good looking.
Ooh, single.
But then he pussied out right before he was about to cut the toe off.
Right.
Because he was a karate teacher. And he's like, I don't know how I'd explain it to the kids why I'm missing three toes.
Wait, the guy pussied out? The guy that hired?
The guy that hired.
Oh. So did he get the money or no?
The guy ended up giving him the money for showing up.
Yeah, that's sweet.
And at the end, it's $4,000.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Like at the end, he was like, I still every now and then get on Craigslist and type in like, I'm strapped for cash. I will do whatever. And he said, every now and then I get a message that's worded and I know it's Steven. And he'll message back and be like, hey, Steven, it's me. Do you remember me? How's it going? He's like, good. You want to give it another try? Because like, I'm ready now.
Why does he want that? I wonder what is driving him.
They had a sexual like intimacy expert also speaking on the matter.
I'd love to hear.
And she was like, say. The reason he backed out last minute is because people like the fantasy.
Nope. My question is, why does he want it in the first place?
Because it's a sexual fantasy. It's a fantasy.
Sure. What, like, where is it coming from?
Mental illness.
No, I know, but like, what what happened to him in the past?
Oh, maybe,
or what is
maybe
going on in his brain?
The intimacy expert was like, it's a normal thing to have a fantasy about that, but as soon as it becomes real for people, they get timid and they back out.
Hold on. I bet I've watched enough Criminal Minds to try to figure out. Okay, let me put myself in the mind
of someone that wants
someone else to cut off and eat their toes.
Ew, and they kept showing obviously fake toes like rolling around in butter on a frying pan.
Maybe that's something his parents used to do.
Eat each other's toes?
To other, maybe they were unsubs and they did that to others.
I could definitely see it stemming from childhood trauma for sure. But I don't know.
Yeah.
The craziest part of the whole story is literally the guy being like, I needed to go to Base Nectar. So like,
I feel like the craziest part of the story is the guy that wants someone else to cut off his toes and eat them.
I think it's crazier to justify as another person like driving over to someone's house and being like, all right, time to eat a toe.
Here's a question. You for come across that.
Concert tickets.
You come across that Craigslist ad.
Sure.
Of someone saying, I'll literally do whatever. What would you have that person do for you?
Great question, Brooke. And like, is this something where it's like, okay, no one ever finds out what?
Yes.
Okay. I don't have any, I only have 10 toes, you know? So it's like, but I don't have anything that depraved. Sorry to for anyone interested in toe eating. I don't have anything like that. What would I have them do? I probably would have them go through all of my clothes and help me get rid of stuff and then drive it to Goodwill.
I was about to say, I'd have someone put my couch together finally.
Yeah. Like something that is just like weigh the weight of it.
Yes.
And do all my laundry and then hang it back up so I can start like from the beginning.
Yeah. Get you back to ground zero.
Yeah. That's what I would have them do.
Yeah.
Which is just like something that I could do.
I also could hire a TaskRabbit to put my couch together too. But I don't think they get it.
It's crazy at my age, like it would benefit me so much for my mom to come visit and help me with my clothes.
She would. Your parents come visit all the time.
They don't like LA though, so they don't spend any time up here.
But they would if your mom, if you asked your mom, she would.
I think so too. I should ask
She's
my mom.
Sweetheart. Yeah.
You want to hear about this thing that I heard Amy Poehler and Keke Palmer talk about on their podcast?
They have a podcast?
No.
Yeah.
So Amy Poehler was talking about functional freeze. Have you heard of functional freeze?
I exist in a functional freeze.
Has someone else given you like that insight or did you
talk?
I mean, this was on Amy's Instagram, but yes. Functional freeze is where you are really high performing, high functioning at work. And then as soon as you're able to go home and relax, like you're like this. Like you just go absolutely cross-eyed, brain doesn't work, you're not reading, you're just literally like your brain shuts off.
Yeah.
It's a frozen state. And I just found out like I will look at the wall for literally 20 minutes and then be like, whoa, what was that? Functional freeze.
I think what I have is more of like functional depression where it's like you don't even like feel depressed, but like, and I can do everything that I have to do. But when it comes to like the little things, it's just like, there's no way. Like there is no way I can pick up that pair of pants that I've walked by 18 times. It's impossible. But like I can go to work and perform well.
Yeah.
But like I can't wash my face. I'll die.
I get it. Oh my gosh. That reminds me of a saying that I just saw.
What?
The weight of life's challenges aren't meant to be paralyzing. They're meant to help you grow. And that's about you picking those pants up.
But like I can do big things. Like I could write a book. I can't pick my pants up.
No. Oh, you inspired me, by the way. I got a desktop computer.
Oh my God, I want one too.
Yeah, it's really nice. The only thing is like, as someone-
Like an iMac?
Yeah, it's my parents' old one that they were getting rid of. And
whoa.
My dad shipped it to me.
That's really sweet.
I know. I had to go get a keyboard and it was-
Where'd
like,
you put it?
$150. I'm like, I don't want to do this that bad. It's on my dining room table. That's the thing about- You know, I'm not having guests over to dine, you know, like that's a fine place for a computer to be. It is a little bit upsetting though, not to have a desk to put your computer on because I don't have the space.
I told you I'm fully redoing that back room to be like a study.
Yeah, with that girl, right?
Yeah. She's going to redo it all nice and pretty for me and it's going to be like a reading
nook. When is she doing
that? January.
That's exciting. Fresh new start.
Fresh new start. I will say, Connor, I got the litter robot for Jonathan, which is like a very expensive robot that scoops the litter for you and empties it into a bin at the bottom so you never have to scoop litter.
I get ads for it for some reason.
You just have to take out the bag of
Don't tell us that you're not taking the bag of poop out.
I am taking the bag of poop out, but you literally rarely have to, like once every 3 weeks. And the whole point is that you don't have to scoop litter and it doesn't smell. Unfortunately, mine like literally reeks like beyond belief in a way that is out of this world. You wouldn't believe. I think it's Jonathan, my little sweet baby boy. Just has like a powerful stomach. So it's been challenging for us in the litter robot. Izzy, when you watch him, you just don't have to go in that room at all. Yeah. I just keep it open to sliver so he can get in and out. But that's his room now.
That's disgusting. That's his room now.
And I've cleaned it. Yeah. He's the best.
Sounds really awesome. He sounds like a great roommate.
No, you haven't even met him yet. He's like, he's addictive. He's the best boy in the world.
Not having an animal in my house is really just killer. Like, it's like, why am I here?
Yes, I agree. I don't know how I went without a cat for so long.
The thing about having a dog that's like different is like when I'm outside and I'm walking, it's like this almost feels weird that I'm walking and for what?
Without him?
Yeah, I feel like a pervert without a dog. Like, and I'm walking around like, where are you going?
It's like, I wish I could take Jonathan for walks. I guess I could.
You could get one of those backpacks.
I'm like so scared to take him out of the house.
Yeah, let him get a little bigger and less like
so small.
Spazzy.
Yeah. I think I'm going to have to get another cat.
If you feel called to get another smelly cat.
Smelly cat.
I have one thing that I wanted to talk about really quick before we're about to wrap.
But he smells so good. It's crazy.
Except it's his ass and stomach in that entire room.
It's just the litter box.
Yeah.
He himself smells like a baby.
Yeah, that's nice though.
Yeah.
Because he's on your face and making out with your eye.
Not making. Don't make it sexual.
Oh, sorry. Sucking on your eye.
Nursing.
My bad. So did you see, you saw the man on the street interview that I did in New York?
Yes.
Okay.
Tell us about it.
Well, I saw that you commented, oh, by the way, most viewed video on that guy's page. Like, what are your thoughts?
You were being so shy.
I was. That was the day that I said I was so hungover I wanted to die. And I'm like literally like walking and I'm walking in slow motion and he's like, hey, and I'm like, hey, man.
So was that completely, you had no idea he was coming up to you?
No, I thought it was, I've never seen that guy. I know there's a couple of people that do that now.
Yeah, there's tons.
So I like was like, what? And he's like, oh, what do you do for a living? And I was like, oh my gosh, can't believe we're doing this right now. I said, I can't believe we're doing this right now because specifically I was like really in just wanting to lay down and be alone. And I was literally walking to get a coffee and that was going to wake me up a little bit, a little more perky. But at that point I was just tired and just like beat up. And he was asking me all these questions and I literally couldn't finish a sentence. And I was being timid.
You were being timid.
And shy.
And shy.
But everyone took it as charming, so I'll take it.
It was really sweet. I genuinely meant what I said.
Yeah. What'd aww. You say? Aw. Yeah.
Connor, I really meant it.
No, I was feeling a little bit... I really was hoping he'd be like, hey, man, I'm spreading positivity. Do you want a hug? I would have accepted.
Really?
Yeah. Because I really just needed to be in a baby Bjorn.
Yeah. I love that video, truly.
Everyone thinks it was a fake, and I was like, you think I would fake that timid, shy...
I've never seen you like that.
I know. I was broken.
I love it though.
Yeah, that was real funny. But everyone was like, I need you to, can't wait to hear about this on the pod. I'm like, nothing to say.
Yeah, not much.
Except ciao all.
Ciao, Bella.
Want to hear a horrible thing that I was thinking about? Teleportation.
Why horrible?
Just like I know that it's going to be available to us, or not even to us, but like our grandkids will be like, you used to go to the airport and fly on a plane. It used to take you all day to get to like New York. And now they just go, I'm in Paris.
You know what they call that in the Avatar world?
What?
Winnowing.
What's winnowing?
Yeah.
Okay. It's good to make up words.
Yeah. Winnowing.
I'm just, you don't think about that? Like, well, how much technology that
it's
people.
It's insane. Like, if I had the ability to teleport, I'd never take a step again. I'd never use my legs again.
Well, you'd have to walk over to your portal. You wouldn't be magic.
Oh, I thought I was magic. I'm sorry.
No. Teleportation, I think, would require a portal.
Ugh, they're going to be so expensive. Until and it's going to create like another type of like class distinction. Like only the rich can teleport. It's going to create a whole thing.
I know. Taylor Swift's plane is going to be without meaning, without life. She could do 100,000 shows in a day.
But honestly, maybe it would save a lot of fuel, or maybe it uses 18 times the amount.
That's the same thing like, what is it called? Mining of Bitcoin mining or whatever, like uses so much fuel. I'm like, how is it using fuel? How is it using fuel? AI uses a lot of fuel. How weird is that?
Yeah, I heard that.
Gas? Leave us out of this. Like a guy with a little bit of a cute runny nose shouldn't have to worry about fossil fuels, you know?
Yeah. JD.
I should be able to have some soup.
Yeah.
Today? Oh, I can't say that.
Why?
There's just no point. Because I have to say something that would... Here's something that I'll talk about. And I'm going to quit right here. So I got upgraded on Delta to like I'm silver medallion now because of how much I've been flying. So it's been, they've been saying, you got upgraded. You got up. For the first time ever in my adult life, my phone lit up and was like, you've been upgraded. I was like, yes. Even though like I got a window seat and I was pretty happy with my seat. But I was like, I love to be upgraded.
Yeah.
It was for a connecting flight. The first flight was at 6 a.m. out of Indianapolis to St. Louis.
Was it one of those planes that were like this big?
Small plane, but they moved me up to a middle seat.
Yeah.
Like front row middle seat where seat like everyone's looking at me and I'm sitting in between two people.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow.
Thank you.
This sucks, but like learning moment, like I'm not going to opt in to the upgrade anymore. So lesson learned. Next flight. You've been upgraded. Immediately, my experience has left my brain. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I've been upgraded. Middle seat, exact same seat, middle seat, next to the bathroom this time. And the worst part is that there was no overhead space for me there, so I had to put my bag in the back in the overhead space.
Oh my God.
And so I was sitting there middle seat, couldn't even get off the plane, which is the one benefit for being upgraded for me, was that I could get off earlier. Couldn't even, waited till the very end.
Connor, that's really funny.
It felt like I was like on a show, like punked.
I don't have anything else to say besides that's hysterical.
It was crazy.
I like that you did it again. That's my favorite part of the story.
Just immediately I was like, I
feel like there's an episode of SpongeBob like that or something.
Like immediately forget everything bad that happened. And it was like, and it was a tight connection. It was literally like I got off the plane, walked to the other gate, got a water bottle and got on the plane. Yeah. Immediately I'm like, I'm so lucky.
I love that.
Did you see Spirit Airlines filed for bankruptcy this morning?
I did. I thought that was a few days ago.
Oh, it could have been.
Maybe they were talking about it a few days ago.
No, because I got the email today from their founder. Yeah,
so what
their
exactly
founder
does
email,
that mean for
emails
them?
Me. Ted Christie emailed me. It just means the same thing as anyone like filing bankruptcy. It just means like it gets you out of your debt temporarily. I think that's what bankruptcy is. I declare bankruptcy. I've been watching a lot of The Office.
Me too.
I've been in hotels and like that's a comfort show in a hotel. It's just like on every block of TV. On TV Guide, it's like office, and Modern Family. I don't have the affinity towards Jim and Pam that you have. I have like,
I didn't,
the hell away
they're not,
from
I'm
me.
Not like obsessed beyond belief with them. I'm not like a huge Pam girl.
I think Jim is a like a narcissistic dick that like loves himself.
In season 9 only.
I don't know, the whole
or
time.
Or 8, is it 8 or 9?
Just really smug. Jim is just really smug.
He's smug and arrogant.
Smug and arrogant.
Smudge. Yeah.
No.
Have you not seen the butt licker scene? That's the best scene in all of The Office.
We'll have to watch in bonus.
Yeah, I'd like to watch butt licker in The Office.
Okay, let's watch butt licker. We'll just close this off by saying butt licker, and also welcome to Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast.
As always.
And goodbye.
I'm going to do an eye patch for the bonus makeshift.
Okay, cool.
Okay, cool.
So join us at the bonus if you want to. I'm not going to ask you guys again. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. This is some sick and twisted joke. The fact that we can't hit.
Please get Connor his plaque.
I just want the effing plaque. Because now you know that YouTube made them smaller now. So we don't even get the big one. So like,
before it gets any smaller.
It's just going to keep getting smaller until it's just like a pin on my shirt, like a brooch. And I would love that as well.
Yeah. But
it's okay to just subscribe.
Sometimes that's okay.
Let me see. We're at 90,000. So just like.
Really?
Yeah. It would just be great if 10,000 of you could simply push a button.
We would appreciate it.
And guess what? Our new YouTube video, by today, it'll be a little bit old news. But not for you if you're hearing about it for the first time. We have a YouTube video out right now. It's Brooke and Connor Make a Game Show. We,
Yeah. So. You could say that again.
Izzy literally brought in like a bunch of kids for us to do this. So go watch it. It's absolutely hilarious. They're low key.
It was so fun.
Yeah. We kicked their butts.
It was so fun.
But
truly, it was nice to be Teacher Brooke again for a second.
You were Teacher Brooke. I absolutely couldn't finish a sentence.
No one could.
I knew a couple of the answers.
Definitely knew a couple.
Go check it out. It's pretty funny.
Okay.
Bye,
love you
guys. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll see you next week, even though we're recording it tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
This week on Close Friends.
Don't finger your tooth holes with your tongue.
Not lettuce, tomato, oil.
You see them once and then you're like, I need to fuck them.
Yeah, I don't think of things as problems.
But you like to complain.
Yes.
Do you stand at the fridge fisting dill pickles?
You did. You cracked the code. Congratulations.
Sure, I'll.
Sure.
Give you a hand job. Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.